The federal government says Alexander Chakolo, who also goes by Ali al-Amriki, planned an attack using pressure cooker bombs and other explosives at a college campus no later than July 31st, an idea authorities say he got from the Boston Marathon bombing, which his father reportedly responded to. Authorities say he also planned to execute students shown over a live internet broadcast. Chakolo was arrested outside his Murray Street apartment on July 4th after getting four guns from a witness cooperating with law enforcement. Since Chakolo was convicted of drunk driving in February, for which he could have served more than a year in prison, he was prohibited from possessing a firearm. That charge is the only one Chakolo is currently facing. On Monday, the Department of Justice announced why Chakolo was arrested, taking some neighbors like Dan Barrett by surprise.
I mean, it's obviously a small town. Everybody knows everybody. So when, you know, there's random terrorist activity on your street, it's a little bit of a shock.
Many people in the town of roughly 8,000 were out and about walking by television trucks from Boston, Albany, and Springfield parked on Murray Street Monday night. One woman pushing a stroller said she used to see Chakolo walking on the street. She said he seemed normal but kept to himself. Another woman, who says she's lived across the street from Chakolo's apartment for 10 years, said she had never seen him before. Sharon Lockhart Rowe lives on the corner of Murray and Summer Streets. She says ambulances, hazmat, and law enforcement vehicles filled Murray Street for most of the July 4th holiday without explanation for more than a week after.
It's really frustrating that, even the property owner wasn't being given information about what was happening. This was a rental property. He was not being given any kind of information on what was happening in his property, what kind of dangers might the rest of his residents or tenants might be going through. It's concerning for a variety of reasons, both for safety and security and what's going on type of worries, as well as, the non-transparency of what's happening.
The Western Massachusetts Terrorism Task Force made the arrest. Police Chief Michael Wynn says the Pittsfield Police Department has one officer assigned to the force. Wynn says his department receives a lot of information regarding areas of concern now that foreign jihadists are increasingly encouraging lone wolf attacks.
Upstate New York, southern Vermont, western Mass are the types of areas that you're going to find this type of activity. It's much more discreet. So unfortunately, that's not a surprise.
Wynn says if something seems suspicious, tell the proper authorities. According to two law enforcement officials cited by the Associated Press, Chakolo's father, Boston Police Captain Robert Chakolo, alerted the FBI last fall that his son had a long history of mental illness and was talking about joining the Islamic State. The family released a statement Monday saying they were saddened and disappointed to learn of their son's intentions, but grateful authorities prevented any loss of life or harm to others. The U.S. Attorney's Office says a close acquaintance told authorities Chakolo had become obsessed with Islam and is, quote, not afraid to die for the cause, end quote. The government details Chakolo's alleged support for the terrorist group and initial desires to attack civilians, members of the U.S. military, and law enforcement outside of Massachusetts through social media posts, as well as conversations with the cooperating witness. Authorities say Chakolo bought a pressure cooker from the Walmart in North Adams on July 3rd, a day before his arrest. A search of his apartment after his arrest uncovered several partially made Molotov cocktails. The government says they contained what appeared to be shredded styrofoam soaking in motor oil, which Chakolo said would cause fire from the explosion to stick to people's skin. Authorities say Chakolo was taken to the Franklin County House of Correction, where he grabbed a pen and stabbed a nurse in the head. Northampton lawyer David Hoos is representing Chakolo, who said he didn't have anything to say when reached Tuesday morning. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.